They were capable of defending themselves against any of their local opponents. The food situation was critical, especially for the Cretan population. A ship chartered by the Swiss Red Cross brought provisions and medication to Heraklion. The delivery was accompanied by British officers who had to be allowed on land and back on the ship again, and who were meant to supervise the proper use of the supplies for the population, as if the German troops would have stolen the goods. There was something disrespectful about the way British envoys strode through the vicinity of the heavily armed Germans. They were the last intact Axis forces in the south. Once again, they were condemned to wait. There is nothing more enervating than being ignored by the enemy. In the end, the German cadre wished that someone would pick them up there. On Monday, 30th of April, they radioed the Allied headquarters in Alexandria and Naples to make an urgent inquiry about what was supposed to happen to them. The way to the West. He was considered the best shock troop leader of his division. He was a headmaster, one of the youngest in the Reich, a classicist. Not